Welcome to our podcast, Chris Graham. I'll be joined by Jeff Fife from the Waynesboro YMCA. Jeff and the YMCA have been very active and instrumental in a lot of ways, and the local response here in Waynesboro and Eastern Augusta County to the COVID-19 crisis. And so we'll talk with Jeff to get a sense of the myriad things that he and others at the Y have been engaging in over the past couple of weeks, as we're all pretty much in shutdown mode right now. And so we'll talk about the health aspect, which the Y is playing a role in with the rollout of some new Facebook Lives and then archiving those videos with group fitness instructors trying to get you active. Also, the efforts in terms of helping the with childcare, but also community response efforts, getting food out to needy families and many things of that nature. So, the Y is playing a really important role in lots and lots of ways. And we'll talk with Jeff about that. The health aspect, I think, is a really important aspect. I'm just kind of talking while we're getting Jeff here on the line, but the health aspect is very important. I was just out, it's 2:30 Eastern time now. I was just out for a run. I try to do a daily 6.2 mile run in nice weather, and we got nice weather coming. And Stanton, Virginia, our neighbor, just about 10 miles to our west, put out a press release today reminding people, hey, what nice weather's coming, get out and get about and do the social distancing you need to do, but also, take advantage of these opportunities that are coming up. It is spring now, and we're starting to get some nice spring-like weather. And we'll hope that more people will be able to do that. But I love what the Y is trying to do. Got a glimpse of this morning of a few minutes of that group fitness video. And, we're trying. Lots of folks are trying really hard to get people to get more active. I saw a report a couple of days ago, and this is, of course, I'm sure getting more entrenched now, but that people are getting much less active. Tracking through wearables, we're seeing that. That's an important factor. And Jeff is now going to join us here on the line. Jeff Fife, are you with us?
I am with you. First time doing the podcast Bean app. Am I coming through clear, Chris?
Oh, you sound great. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for joining us here on the podcast. And for our listeners out there, if you have questions for Jeff, you can actually type into the app. If you've downloaded the app and you want to be able to participate, you can actually type a message into the app, and we'll throw those questions to Jeff as we go through this podcast. So, Jeff, you have your hand in so many things right now from the Y's perspective, the Y trying to engage in health and fitness, of course, one of the primary missions there, but also childcare, a very important mission at the Y. And then you've been taking on some efforts through the Y, sort of as a community connector. Maybe let's start talking there first. I was out with you last week. You got some food donated through a local restaurant, the Greenleaf Grill, and were able to distribute that food out to lots of needy families. Talk about maybe that effort and other efforts similar to that you and the Y have been a part of.
Sure. Yeah, that was a pretty humbling and amazing experience. The owner of Greenleaf, Chris Hollinger, contacted me about 4 o'clock and said, hey, I'm about to shut down this restaurant for now. I need to protect my employees, get them into the unemployment world first. And he wanted to make sure they were taken care of. And those, as we know how many claims came in right after that first wave. So that was pretty nice. He gave an opportunity to get in there as quickly as he could, but he recognized he had all this perishable food. So he called us and said, I don't care how you do it, just do it. Get this food out to people that need it. I was pretty impressed and amazed by a series of just texts with a number of the groups I'm on, whether it be a Rotary Club. We had folks at the Wayne Theater. We had, my board of directors, my poker group. I put out a couple texts going, hey, I need your help. 2 hours later, we had a nice crowd of people that was separating the meats and the cheeses and the breads and the greens. And then my staff, in turn, came back the next day and then put that into packages with the launch of our Need Help campaign. It's kind of interesting that Chris, if he hears this, we hadn't launched the Need Help volunteer campaign, we launched that literally the next day and decided, as we're distributing this food, let's put little flyers in there, and then started to build from just seeing that experience of how quickly we could mobilize our friends and resources to help others. It sort of started a trend that we've kept going with since that week.
And about the number I have here is that you've served 400 plus people with food and direct service and collecting grocery cards for those in need as well. And how can people help there? That's an important thing. That's something that people who have the means to be able to do so, can be able to do. And I'm sure you have a contact with a lot of folks who are going to be in need as the next few days, few weeks roll out.
Yeah, we have kept our phone lines, even though our doors are closed to the public. However, we do have childcare in here, which we can talk about later, I'm sure. But we're keeping, we're manning the phones from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So if anybody has needs or they can help. What's interesting is after we sort of launched this campaign, it hasn't been coming through just on the texts. It hasn't been just coming through all the phones. I mean, I've been getting emails and personal texts to me from vendors from 3 to 4 hours away saying they'll come in for the day to help. It's pretty amazing. Our traditional way that we're pointing people is through that text line. If you text 8, you know, we got this. It's interesting. DeBose Eggleston bought a membership software, texting software for us. We were trying to do updates like, hey, the pool is closed or group fitness classes changed. We're trying to get modern in our text communications and utilize text to let people know when things happen. So we had this software that we were just starting to use anyways, and we sort of just pivoted on the software and created the 855-444-9622. And if you text single word, all caps, need help, or text single word, you know, all caps, volunteer, it'll respond back to you going, in what ways do you need help? And it's got 4 or 5 categories. Or in what ways do you want to, can you help? And it's got a couple categories. And then it feeds a software right into my computer, into my staff at the front desk that's monitoring it. So we, in real time, can start linking resources to folks, because either it's our people that have said that they can help, or like Salvation Army is doing so much good with the rent assistance, and which I heard you talking about earlier in the podcast. The food banks have a link. You know, 211 is a really nice resource, Chris, that if it's manned, just like the good old-fashioned 811 you dial when you are trying to get a phone number, think of it as information for resources for help. If you dial 211 and tell them what you need, what zip code then you're in, anywhere in the state of Virginia. So we are pointing people to 211. The United Way has a great list of resources. That mutual aid Stanton Augusta Waynesboro that got developed online, which is brilliant effort, which shows what just 3 or 4 people can do to rally a community. You know, all those, we keep track of what's going on there. And that way we can just sort of send people either direct help, like we help somebody buy some groceries. We had somebody that couldn't.
Hey, Jeff, we seem to have lost you for a second. You may have hit a mute button. Yeah, I still see you're on the line with us. And so let's see if we can figure out. Jeff, are you there?
I am here. Did I lose you?
You did. It sounded like maybe you hit a mute button, but for a second there, we did, or maybe for about 10 seconds there, we did lose you. So,
yeah, I have, since I'm doing this on my phone, our director of staffing just called me. So I sent her a note saying, but so I guess next time somebody calls me, because my phone is lighting up all the time, just I won't touch it.
there you go.
So I don't know where I left off, but ultimately if folks can call into the Y, 943-YMCA, Monday through Friday, or they can text need help or volunteer to 855-444-YMCA.
And of course, we'll share that information on our Facebook page, our social media. And I know that our digital editor, Crystal Graham, also is working with the YMCA as your digital editor as well. So that information will get out there early and often to help people.
I want to say something about that if I could, and I don't want to turn this into the AFP Love Fest, but I was planning on doing this on my Facebook page and finding other appropriate ways to do it, but I'll share it here in this podcast environment. Chris just mentioned sort of in passing that his wife has been helping the Y, and he and his wife are a partner with the Y for our marketing materials. I would say it's when I look at what we were able to accomplish and how fast we've been able to accomplish, it is, in my humble opinion, a direct correlation to the machine that you and Crystal built for us and have been building for us for the past 10, 12 years we've been partners. And I can tell you from personal experience, I know they've got other clients. We're going hog wild. I'm sending them press releases on the fly. I mean, we are pivoting in a fluid situation, and we need to get out information quickly as other situations arrive and as needs arrive, and we're opening up the new childcare for essential personnel, all these different things. And we put it up on our Facebook page. I'll send it to Crystal Graham. And in an hour, I have it launched. And in another hour, it's got 50 shares. It's unbelievable. You can't do the level of help and support and mobilizing of resources that we've been able to do without your team. You know, so and your team is you and your wife and those six dogs. I just wanted to thank you personally, because what Team AFP is doing for Team Y, you are every bit a partner of what we're doing to help this community, and should be applauded for what you've been doing, because there isn't any way we're able to get the word out like we're able to do if we don't have the foundation built nor the commitment from you guys to pivot with us as fast as we are going.
Yeah, the two best people who I know are connectors, using a sociological term, are Jeff Fife and Crystal Graham. And sometimes it's Crystal Graham and Jeff Fife. You compete for one and two on that list. You guys are both great at knowing people, connecting people, and important roles. And in a time like this, very important to have people like that part of a team. So thank you for that, of course, Jeff. And we're very proud to be part of everything you do, too. So let's talk. We talked about the food needs. Let's talk about childcare. This is a very important role, and this is something that has gotten a lot of attention on social media the last couple of days. Talk about what the Y is doing, offering childcare for children of essential employees, and the response you've gotten so far from that.
Well, we've been following the Virginia Department of Health, the governor's mandates, and Department of Social Services licensing really close. We already have a licensed program for childcare. We were already set up to do what we were calling spring break camp already for the week break when the schools were out and everything was set up and ready to go. And then, you know, the virus happens and everything changes. But we still had the parameters set up to serve. It was important and hard for us to close the facility, but we literally had to close as a gym and a fitness facility based on the governor's mandates. But we could reopen as a childcare center that now has 35,000 square feet at its capacity. And so the licensure guidelines are a 9-to-1 ratio. And without the ability to intermingle with these different groups, they allow, as like example, a gymnasium to be counted as two classrooms if you put a barrier or border in the middle of that gym. So we've got two empty gyms. I have classrooms already. I got a group fitness space. You know, I've got two racquetball courts. I mean, we're built for this. So we can serve under licensing parameters in this new 9-to-1 capacity of 9 kids to 1 licensed and approved employee. You can't just throw anybody in there with those kids, and we're lucky to have a very large group of staff that have stayed with us. We can serve up to 72 kids in this time period. We're committed to finding more space if we have to. That's been one of the amazing things that's come out of this community collaboration. We had organization reach out to us this morning saying, I got lots of space. If you need it, you know, bring, I got four classrooms over here. Bring your kids. The faith-based community, same thing. If you need it, bring your kids. So right now we're on this core 72. Now, we launched this on Tuesday that we were going to open up childcare for essential personnel. On Wednesday, for a scoop for the Augusta Free Press in this podcast, Street Knowledge, the Community Foundation is now a formal partner of this endeavor. And they are supporting these efforts to make it affordable and not just quality care that we can provide. So, for example, if someone walks in the door and our normal rate for a non-Y member, so to speak, is $20 a day for care, and they can't afford it. You've got an essential employee that this wasn't budgeted. They still got to go to work because they got to take care of, you know, the economy and their work within whatever structure that they're in that's an essential organization. They have to work, and they were not budgeted to have a whole mess load of kids in their house that they have to watch while this, so they can work and take care of this community. So if they can't afford that, which a lot, 9 out of the 10 applications we've received in the last 24 hours were requesting a scholarship form, that COVID-19 local response fund is going to be working in partnership with a wide ensure those families can be needs can be met. And that's pretty critical. The work, when you talked about the two community collaborators out there, I would throw Dr. Jeff Castle and Dan Lehman into that mix. If there are superstars, you know, you do the all ACC performers. If you were going to do an all Waynesboro group, there's 4 of your 5 right there. It's unbelievable what Dan is doing in mobilizing significant resources. And we're partnering with him so we can help meet these kids and these families of essential employees care during this time. So for an update, last I heard, there was about 20, 30 kids signed up. We launch on Monday because that's when the end of spring break is. It's hard to say how long we're going to run. I'm budgeting us for an 8-week time period starting Monday, which is the exact same time period that schools would have been in operation. And I would anticipate us continuing to fill as people realize these needs. I mean, because I haven't even sent Crystal, I think, the language on the Community Foundation partnership. I mean, that's hot off the presses as well. So everything is so fluid. It's a perfect example of things that just happen on the fly, and then we get it out there, and then people go, okay, something else that we can do to support our neighbor, which is all about what we're trying to do with the Y.
Yeah, you talk about Dan Lehman. I know him really well. I've served on the board of directors of the Community Foundation. I continue to serve on the budget review teams. This was our budget review season. I had just finished up my work on the first round of reviews of grant requests from area nonprofits right before I left for the ACC tournament. And of course, that's up in the air now, the budget review process, because now that the world's changed in the last 2 weeks. But the Community Foundation has been very fluid as well. They've adapted, they've pivoted very quickly. And Dan Lehman seems to know where everything is. Between you and him and Jeff Castle, I know that you know where everything is. And that's the interesting thing about our community having and Dan, of course, is Community Foundation serves a wide region, which is very helpful too. The Community Foundation's region extends to Highland County through Augusta County, Stanton, Waynesboro, all the way to Nelson County, and so very important job that he serves. In addition, can't understate enough, can't overstate, I guess, the importance of the role he plays. Wanted to talk about the health aspect of things, Jeff. You talked earlier about how the difficult decision was made, but obviously it had to be made to close the gym down. And I was talking right before I connected you on the line about a study I'd seen from a couple of days ago that a researcher looking at people who use wearables. I'm one of those. I track my daily runs with my Apple Watch, and that dramatic decrease in activity from people because of this COVID shutdown. Gyms are closed. A lot of people who work out in gyms obviously have to figure things out. I've been on conference calls all week with athletes at the University of Virginia who are talking about how their schedules obviously are changed too. They can't get into gyms either, and so strength and conditioning coaches are having to devise workouts for athletes that in a lot of cases, you know, they don't have weights at home. They have to do so. They're doing a lot of different things now. That's one. It's great if you're an athlete and you have a trainer to be able to devise something like that for you. But if you're an average person and maybe you're at home right now because your business is shuttered and you're trying to find things to do, it's not maybe easy to do some things. So the Y is trying to figure out some ways to reach people right now to make sure they stay active. That's an important part of health too. We don't want the next few weeks to play out and you have people kind of getting out of habits and getting into bad habits and have long-term health issues as a result. So if you could, Jeff, talk about what the Y is doing to try to keep people fit and healthy.
You know, there's a direct correlation between your physical health, your mental health, and your immune system. And in this time when staying healthy and having as strong an immune system as you can is critical. And so when you can't get those traditional walk into your gym opportunities and exercise, the Y has posted several links to a Y360 virtual workout that you've got a diversity of different from strength training to group fitness cardio based workouts that you can do at home without a whole lot of equipment. There's also a MOSA link. Now the MOSA link is excellent. Boy, they've got a whole bank of classes in a similar fashion. MOSA is a 60-day free trial. And it requires putting a credit card in, but it's free. As long as you pull out that credit card and say, don't charge me after the free trial, you're fine. You know, just so put on your calendar for 59 days to do that. And it's very cool of MOSA to do that because they're one of the leaders in the fitness industry and rolling out group fitness. So we've also started to think about families. And today we sampled a music class for families, a pound class on our Facebook page. Now, it's been muted by Facebook because they're going to do that when you have music, it sounds like. Although we have a license to play that music in our group fitness classes. We pay for that every year. I don't know if I got a license to put it on Facebook out to the whole world. So we'll have to work that out and figure out a pivot. But what we're doing is dedicated to giving people options at home to work out. And if you can't get on the classes, you know, we're encouraging people to walk, to run, to get outside with family. It's real important in this time to keep your routine as best you can. It's real important at this time to get as much exercise and as sleep as you can, to eat and drink healthy. It's unfortunate that we've had such a crazy run in the ABC stores. It worries me a little bit. On what impact that will have. But I think people just stay focused on keeping their schedules going, trying to get some exercise into their world, finding ways to get an exercise in a social distancing manner is a challenge, but can be done, most certainly.
Yeah, you know, I do a daily run and I stay right here in my immediate area and just kind of run around my house. It's a little almost a quarter mile around my house down an alley. But what I've noticed here since the shutdown, I keep calling it a shutdown. It feels like our lives are shut down right now to a large extent. When I would do my daily runs, I do them around the same time each day, either late morning, early afternoon. And, before I might see a person or two walk by, maybe a runner run by, maybe not. Generally speaking, I've seen a lot more people out, and they're maintaining that distancing as they need to do, but a lot more people walking. I've seen what I can tell are probably first time runners because of the way they're running, the pace they're keeping and that kind of thing. But I'm heartened by that. I was a first time runner once too, 6 years ago, started running. And so I think that there are more people who are doing that. We just need more of you out there who are listening to do that. It's easy to fall off your schedule. I know, for example, I know people who say, I can't work out at home. It's just tough. I got things to keep my attention away. There's a TV, there's a couch, there's kids, there's pets. And so, I need to go to the gym. When I go to the gym, that's what I do. I go work out at the gym. Well, right now you don't have that option. So, you'll have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. But you know, Jeff, I've been doing this for a while myself. When I talked about the workouts that the athletes I've talked to this week are having to do, you know, I talked with Charles Snowden, who's a star linebacker at the University of Virginia. He said he doesn't have weights at home, and so he's doing a lot of push-ups and a lot of jump squats and running. And I've been doing this for at least the last couple of years: push-ups, planks. I've got two little 5-pound weights that I bought at Walmart a couple years ago, just for like so I can do some punching with weights, like a boxing kind of workout with weights. But you don't even need that. You can do the motions. You could pick up soup cans. There's a lot of things you can do. You can do it in front of the TV. You can still binge watch all you want to watch. Watch all your favorite shows. Watch shows you've read about. It's going to be very important that folks, I think you're right, Jeff. It's not just for your physical health. I think for your mental health. I know for me, if I don't get that run in a day because I'm so busy or whatever else, I don't feel right at the end of the day. So for those folks listening out there, you can do it. It's not that hard to do. You just got to put your mind to it.
Yeah. Ultimately, like a story we did some 7-8 years ago, it's important right now for people to, you know, just move more and eat less. And if we're going to be, you know, saving money in this potential downward economy, is smaller portion sizes, it's going to help you also in your overall health and wellness. And for folks like yourself that have started a running regime 6 years ago, and this is in your comfort zone, for someone that's never even done workouts, period, much less in a gym, you'd be shocked at how much better you're going to feel if you can get outside and do a little bit of walking, exercise, and find that hill in your neighborhood and attack it, and just have a blast. As you and I are talking, I have security cameras, Chris. It's pretty interesting. I have kids in the building right now from my current licensed childcare for the spring break, and they are singing happy birthday to Coach Bill Nicholson. I don't know how old he is today, but he is manning the phones. Our swim coach, a 17-year Division I college swim coach moving to age group swimming, coming up to the front desk to answer phones to help people, getting serenaded by a group of kids right now. It's kind of cool. And unfortunately, as exciting as that is, the rest of my security cameras are completely dark. I mean, it's Thursday at 3 o'clock and my weight room is dark. My pool isn't dark only because, you know, I got lots of glass in there and the sun is shining. But all my spaces are dark. It's pretty hard to fathom.
And so I imagine there are a lot of people who are on social media talking about how bored they are. They're at home. They're challenged they are with the kids at home. You don't really have an opportunity to be bored, I imagine. I from what I can tell, you're running a good bit every day. What have your days been like since this started?
You know, I'm going to make an odd statement, Chris. I feel blessed. I wake up every day with a purpose, and I can't state how important that is to my mental health. And I also feel that I've been put into this position at the Y and in this community that I've served for 30, 40 years, you know, for this moment, you know, for moments like this when there are crises and there is opportunity to lead, to serve, to engage, to mobilize. So, you know, your day starts a little earlier, it ends a little bit later, but the reality is, you know, I have something to keep me focused and engaged and active, to have a purpose. And I know in this time when people are getting shuttered in and losing their jobs, I feel for folks that not only have had their incomes challenged, but their sense of purpose at the time to figure out what's next. So I'm lucky, so my days are crazy. I mean, I walked out of here last night about 8:30, wrapped up best I could. And so get home and try to hop onto a call with my wife, who is 16 hours away and has been sheltered in Australia. And so, you know, you try to do the best that you can do, and your support system is your friends and family around you, but also in an odd way, 10,000 miles away. And she gets an update from me and tells me how proud she is of me, and what we're doing. And it's hard to be apart. but, you know, I don't have a chance to think about it except in the quiet times. And Chris, there aren't a whole lot of quiet times in this moment, in this, because you're just go, 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 go. And I'm happy to be able to have that to do in the great scope of things.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Let's talk, as we're wrapping our podcast up here, Jeff, let's talk about one more time, talk about what how people can connect with the Y, the text messaging, and other ways they can connect with the Y, either if they need help or if they have the ability to help, whether it be the provision of grocery cards or volunteering, whatever. Talk about, again, how folks can help out.
You know, calling the YMCA, 943-YMCA, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, we'll have a live person answer the phone. However, I got a phone system, call anytime. And the next day we're in, we're going to be processing that. You can text 855-444-9622 and you can put in need help. This is one word, all caps, or volunteer, and then follow the prompts as it comes up. And then we'll be connecting with folks as those come in. If there's some things that you can provide, you know, we are pushing people, Chris, to the website and our live auction. The, you know, what we have done here of pivoting and distributing our staff resources towards direct community service, when there is not program revenue or a whole lot of membership revenue coming in, we've got to fund our operations through a bunch of creative ways. And a lot of that is through the generous support of this community. We have a online auction up that's on our website. We ask people to bid early and bid often. We ask people to make a contribution, whether it be to us or the community foundation or their church or whatever, you know, whatever organization you feel closely associated with that's out there helping people. It's a hard time to make that gift, but, you know, make it. Do what you can do to the organizations around here that are mobilizing to help people. And just help your neighbor. You know, keep an eye out for the person next door to you and what you can do to help and assist. You never know what little gesture is going to have an immeasurable impact.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for your time. Thanks for going through all that. We'll have to get you back on as we update things and how things are going at the Y. But I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, for all you guys are doing. I appreciate it.
All right, well, for our listeners out there, both live and on our archive podcast, thank you for joining in. And again, let's pitch in and help out wherever you are. If you're in Waynesboro, the YMCA is definitely a resource. But wherever you are listening in, if you can help out, please do so and find ways to do so in your community as well. For Jeff Fife, I am Chris Graham. We're signing off. Have a great day, everybody.